Let's look at the psalm for the day. That would be Psalm 85, and we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. And from the King James it says, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." NIV says, "Will thou not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation." God's word says it simply, "Won't you restore our lives again so that your people may find joy in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, by giving us your salvation." And the Message, Peterson puts it this way, "Why not help us make a fresh start, a resurrection life? Then your people will laugh and sing. Show us how much you love us, God. Give us the salvation we need." Amen. Amen. Adam Clark says of these verses, "And grant us thy salvation, give us such a complete deliverance as is worthy of thy majesty and mercy to bestow." Mercy, that's the word hesed. It means his unfailing love. His love, his mercy doesn't fail. J. Vernon McGee says, "Today we need revival in our churches for several reasons. One reason is there's lack of joy in the lives of believers." How many of you need to be revived every day? Yes. Amen. Yay. Spurgeon says, and he goes on for a minute, so just hold on, it's going to be long. "God alone can revive us. He has in other times refreshed his people. He is still the same. He will repeat his love, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Thou lovest to see thy children happy with that best of happiness which centers in thyself. Therefore revive us, for revival will bring us utmost joy." He goes on, "The words before us teach us that gratitude has an eye to the giver, even beyond the gift. Thy people may rejoice in thee." Those who were revived would rejoice not only in the new life, but also in the Lord, who was the author of it. Joy in the Lord is the ripest fruit of grace. A genuine revival without joy in the Lord is as impossible as spring without flowers. Paula? Amen. Or day dawn without light. If either in our own souls or in the hearts of others we see declension, it becomes us. This means if you see somebody right here in this body, it becomes us to be much in the use of prayer. And if, on the other hand, we are enjoying visitations of the Spirit and grace, let us abound in holy joy and make it our constant delight to joy in God. Spurgeon is long-winded, isn't he? But, you know, he knows what he's saying, and he's just trying to get it out there in lots of words and adjectives. Bernard, in his 15th sermon on the Song of Songs, says, ooh, I love this, "Jesus is honey in the mouth, melody in the ear, joy in the heart. Is there any among us sad? Let Jesus enter the heart and then spring to the countenance, and behold, before the rising brightness of his name, every cloud is scattered, serenity returns." Amen. With that background, let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation. "Revive us again, O God. I know you will. Give us a fresh start. Then all your people will taste your joy and gladness. Pour out even more of your love on us. Reveal more of your kindness and restore us back to you." Amen.